Welcome back to another episode of the Greatest Day Podcast, episode 163. And you know what? Friday, I said, I'll see you Monday. No, that was Saturday. It's not Monday. It's Wednesday. For me. I know I got listeners all over the place, so it might even be Thursday for you. But wow, that went quick. And just like that, a couple days of the week already gone by and no podcast. But you know what? It's the way it goes. Been crazy busy lately. And productive. Not just busy for being busy, but very productive. And there just hasn't been those moments where I could give my time and really kick out an episode. And that's okay. That's the way things go. So that is all right. But we're here today and I got a message for you. More like some questions for you. More like some questions for your relationship, for your life, for your approach to life. I had a couple yesterday, a new couple in the office, and it's not just about this couple. I ask this to a lot of couples, and I love this question when it comes to your own personal reflection and your relationship and just kind of anywhere in life in general. And here's the question. What approach or approaches am I bringing to the situation that are not effective? What approaches am I bringing to my given situation that aren't helpful? They're not effective. They are not helping me get to where I'm trying to get to in whatever situation that is. Again, apply this to your life, your finances, your fitness, your spirituality, you name it. Just put that, insert that into that section, and then ask yourself, what approaches am I taking here that aren't helping? And I love to ask couples the question, and it usually stumps them. So I'll send it home with them for some homework. And I just say, I want you to write down all the things and all the ways that what you personally, not your partner, but you are doing that is not helping your relationship. And people get pretty stumped. And so I give some examples. And yesterday I shared with this couple, my examples are, what are some approaches that are not working in my relationship? Well, I come home and I take my socks off wherever I'm at, right? I settle onto the couch or I'm at the table and I just want my socks off. But then I just leave them there most of the time. So, and then they stay there and there they are the next day, right? This is annoying for my wife. Like there's another pair of socks. Like my goodness, I can tell where you settled every day after work because that's right where your socks are at. Not working. I'll take the trash out and I won't replace the bag or put the lid back on. We got one of those little automatic motion sensor garbage cans, right? So, I'll take the garbage out. Great. But then I don't finish the job. That approach is not working so much. What else? I'll do my laundry and then I just leave my clean clothes in the laundry room on occasion. That's not effective. Now we don't know what's clean and what's dirty in the laundry room because they just get left there. So just an example, right? Here are some approaches that aren't working. But so I challenge you as a couple to do this, but not everybody's here listening for relationship stuff. But it also works, the same question works in your life in general, in your educational pursuits, in your career, in anything. You just insert whatever situation that is into the question. What approaches am I taking or am I bringing to blank that aren't helping me? They're not effective. So it takes some time to sit down and just really reflect on this and be like, yeah, this stuff isn't working. This is not helping me reach the goal. It might be meeting a need, right? So sometimes people will ask like, how is this serving you? Is this even helping you? Yeah. Yeah, smoking pot 15 times a day is helping me not feel these emotions, not feel as stressed, helps me go to sleep. So it might be effective, but how is it not effective? Well, I lack drive and now I don't have any motivation, and it certainly is causing more agitation down the road. And so, yeah, things might serve their purpose, but it doesn't mean they're effective. So I really want you to dig into this question and dig in, and really, you got to get deep with yourself, right? You got to really get honest with yourself. And that's the beauty when I see couples do this, is one person, the person sharing, if they've really taken the deep dive on this, when they're sharing, the other person is like, wow, thank you for owning that. Like, thank you for your honesty and your accountability. Like, I've never heard you say or take ownership of those behaviors and say that you know that's probably not effective. It's pretty powerful in a couple sessions, but even more so when you're just thinking about yourself, it can be just as powerful to just take that ownership and accountability of like, yeah, man, this is not working. This is not working. And then the goal after that is not to eliminate everything that you've identified, but just pick one and be like, okay, this week I'm not doing this thing. I know this isn't helping me, so this is how I'm going to change that. And it's not just about having the focus on what's not working, because while we want to do that, so we can begin to reduce or eliminate, but it's also about what are you doing that is helpful in your situation, because we want to keep doing those things. And so that's the second question to ask yourself, right? Is what am I doing? Maybe there's three questions here. What am I doing that is effective and helpful? Cool, let's keep doing that. And then the third question would be, what can I begin to do that would be helpful in the situation? And it might be just responding to the first one, right? Well, if leaving my socks here, so what can I begin doing? I can begin going straight to my closet, to my laundry basket, and taking my socks off there and putting them in. That's what I'm going to begin doing. I can begin taking the new garbage bag out, setting it by the garbage before I take the garbage out. Therefore, it's already there and it's like this automatic process. It's bam, it's right there. So what can I begin doing that would help my fill in the blank situation? I can lay my clothes out at night for the gym for the morning. Yeah, that's what I can begin doing. That'll just give me that extra step. I'm already one step closer when I wake up. I've already eliminated that. It's right there. Heck, maybe go to sleep in your workout clothes. I've heard people do that before. But I don't even know what this situation applies to for you. That's what you get to figure out. And then you get to dive deeper on these questions. Bust out your journal. By the way, you guys, I mean, fingers crossed, right? I pick up the new journals tomorrow and then we're going. So get ready for a whole bunch of journal posts. But this thing is spreading. This thing is spreading. There's, it's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing. You guys heard last episode about the girls in the treatment center. Well, one listener, big supporter of just this whole platform and reached out and said, I want to buy a journal for every girl in that treatment center. I want to get them going with their first journal. And that blew me away. That's pretty amazing, you guys. That's pretty amazing. And I know that person's listening right now, so thank you. I mean, I've thanked you 100 times over already, but that is what this life is about. When you help somebody get what they want, what they need, when you act as that person that helps another person get some kind of tool or some kind of bridge in their life that is going to help them, you just opened yourself up for so much more growth, blessings, abundance, all of it. That's what this is about. And you get it and you acted on it. And that I'm honored, really, that I'm like on the receiving end of this thing. Yeah, I'm the middleman here. I'm going to be like, cool, let me get these journals to these girls. But to be a part of like a big moment like that, because it's big. That is not a small moment for you to have that feeling, act on that feeling, take the step, make sure that, and I almost got in the way. I almost got in the way of it, but I'm not going to stand in the way of that, because that's an amazing opportunity and thing to be a part of. So that's pretty cool. Pretty honored, you guys. But this thing, the journal, that's what I was saying. The journal, it just keeps blowing up more and more and more. Man, it's amazing. So head over to the website, greatestdaymindset.com. Go to the little, find the little tab that says store, and then go get your journal. There's a few changes in this fourth rendition of the journal, and we're just going to keep spreading this thing more and more and more. And it takes you guys to help me do that, and you already are. So I love you and I appreciate you. But above all, I messaged someone the other day. They sent me a picture of them sitting down to do their journal, and I messaged them and said, thank you for continuing to invest in yourself, because really that's what it's about. It's not about me and this journal, but it's about you taking a tool that is out there, one of the best, yeah, if I'm a little biased, but, and then doing something with it. Doing something with these pages that have a little template laid out, or just give you a few prompts. You are creating the action behind that. And so that's the encouragement again today. But take these questions and keep doing that. Just what I said, investing in yourself, diving deeper into these topics, these questions, this introspection, and then turning them into action. So if you didn't write down those questions, here they are. What approaches am I bringing to my fill in the blank situation that are not helpful or effective? What approaches am I bringing to my fill in the blank situation that are effective, that I want to keep repeating? And what can I begin to do today that would help my fill in the blank situation? Those are your three questions. So dive deeper in those things and just keep stepping forward, you guys. It's a new day. Let's make it good. Let's make it great. I mean, let's make it the greatest day, right? Let's do it, because this is it. This is all we got. So thanks again, you guys, for being here. Another episode. Going to try to just finish this week off with something every day. And hopefully this one is one that's beneficial and adds to your day and adds to your life. So appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. And I'll see you on the next episode.